I was born bold.
Melbourne Airport Parking. We're here to get you there. Book now at melbourneairport.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great of you to join us on this day, the 26th of March. It is. It's Thursday. Taking your calls, 1300 736 736, when you want to have a chat. 0433 98 11 16. Messages coming through. Keep us nice and entertained. Wisp, now you had a bit of a thought before we introduce Jakey Lever about introducing some sort of competition to keep us all interested, Wisp.
Yeah, I was thinking about this yesterday, Gary, while I was out walking, and I don't know whether it's taken place anywhere in the world now, but there's been so much conversation about toilet paper. I was thinking about whether or not we reintroduce the great world of sport, Jim Cleary, longest kick type competition with a toilet roll.
I love it. I love it.
How far do you reckon you could boot a toilet roll?
I think it's gonna. I think we need to find that out. And let's ask Jakey. Now, Jakey Lever's a nice kick. I'm not sure if he's the longest kick in the competition, but he might be the longest dunny roll kicker. He joins us on the line. Go, Jakey.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
Great of you to join us. Not that you've got too much else to do, although you have got, congratulations, a little six-week-old baby. So this might be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, it is keeping me busy at the minute. I guess at times like this, you've got to look at the silver lining. And for me, it's obviously spending time with my son. And it's been a good experience so far. But obviously, with everything going on in the world at the minute, it has been difficult.
We'll get back to Tim's idea a little bit later on. We'll get through some of the more serious stuff. And right now, it's a pay. Is it a pay dispute? How are you reading it?
Oh, look, I think it's something that's been very difficult at the minute for all players, and obviously the AFLPA and the AFL to be working through. And I think for me at the minute, it's understanding that it's probably something that could potentially take, 3-4 months, but it has to be done in a very short amount of time. And I think you've already seen that the players are happy to be able to take, a pay cut in obviously the months that we're not playing, and then the AFLPA and the AFL are obviously working together on what that looks like. If and when we get started for season 2020, because the feeling around definitely our club, and I could imagine that it's there around all clubs, is we just obviously want to get back playing, and understanding that at the minute, you look at it, or I look at it as it's something that's bigger than football at the minute. It's a world health pandemic, and there's things going on in the world right now that, and AFL football and football is probably a minute thing in it. But, yeah, obviously it's very hard at the minute. But, we're just, personally I'm putting myself and my trust into the AFLPA, and I'm hoping that those in the AFL can work it out pretty soon.
Hey, good morning to you, Jake. How is that being communicated to you via the AFLPA, that messaging?
Yeah, obviously, as I said, it's something that would probably take a long time, and it's obviously, going really quickly at the minute. So we're getting updates on emails almost daily at the minute. And, I think we had a conference call about a week ago. Obviously, when this all really started to ramp up, it was probably around the time that we didn't really know whether, AFL round one was going to go ahead. We're basically getting emails daily on just updates, and just making sure that if any players actually have questions on anything, we're getting updated by our AFLPA.
What did you feel like yesterday when Lee Matthews' comments were made public, that he said he'd lost a lot of respect for the playing group? And this is the man, that the best player in the competition, from a player's point of view, they play for the Lee Matthews medal. How did that make you feel?
Oh, look, I think it's difficult, to hear those comments, but in the end, I think it's just a situation that, no one's ever been through. So for us as players, for the AFL, for the AFL clubs, it's obviously a really difficult situation that we're going through right now. And, I've heard a lot of people say, there's no textbook to be able to get out and actually, be able to look at and then obviously go off that. So it's obviously a really difficult situation. And, I guess the comments like that, you do sit back and do ponder, but for us and the AFL, I think it's just working out, what that looks like over the next few months. Because as I said, I really want to get back playing, and I want to get the fans back in the stadium, and obviously when, fit and healthy to do so, I think that's really important.
Jake, we're talking to Jake Lever from the Demons. Jake, have you been watching the news services? Are you seeing all these people lining up outside Centrelink? And you know, what's been your reaction to that? Do you feel like you've got a real handle as a player that, you know, and this is not a criticism of you or any other player, because it is a bubble that you guys live in. It's a different world that you do live in. Do you think you've got a grasp now on the average everyday person and how they're living and how this is affecting them?
Yeah, I have been watching the news. Obviously, it's really important to make sure you just watch it once or twice a day, because obviously it can really explode on you, and it obviously is really difficult to watch at the minute. And yeah, for me, I think it is really hard. You know, it's not just the everyday Australian. It's some of my close mates are doing the exact same thing as these guys are doing, you know, lining up in Centrelink, and you do definitely get to see the everyday Australian life that you do see. But for us, like, I think it's really important to put out there that you know, footballers are going to be the exact same. I just saw an Instagram, I'm not sure if it was for real, but a Richmond Tiger, you know, a person that I played football with, he was out working this morning trying to earn money as a sign man on road construction. So I think it is really important to understand that AFL players are going through the same things. There's going to be people in the AFL world, especially players, that are going to have to put up their houses for sale because of this situation. And we're just like everyone else. You know, you said that we're in a bit of a bubble, but we are going to be the exact same as, you know, most Australians, you know, losing their jobs and, you know, hopefully not, but losing houses and having to put it up for sale and things like that. So it is very difficult to comprehend at the minute. And obviously, as I said, it's not something that's ever been seen, you know, in the last 100 years. So it is really hard to work through.
And I appreciate, and we all appreciate that. And it's a PR, I don't want to call it a PR battle, a PR war, because it's more important than that. But the perception at the moment is something that is very hard to swing for you blokes. Does that frustrate you?
Oh, look, I think it does. But in the end, I think it's just really, as you said then, Gary, like, it is absolutely at the minute bigger than football. And we understand that. And it's just really, you know, it's difficult talking about it because it's so open and there's nothing ever been done like this before. And I think for us, it's just really important that we work through things. And in the end, the AFL, the AFL clubs, the AFL players want to get back to playing footy. But obviously that's you know, at the foot, you know, at the back of our minds at the minute, just with the health and safety of the community and the rising numbers of, you know, COVID-19 in Australia at the minute. We're just trying to follow all the regulations, you know, training by ourselves, everything like that, you know, to hopefully not spread the disease and flatten the curve.
How are you finding that whole training process? Did you have a couple of down days, or are you one of those guys that don't have any trouble whatsoever motivating yourself and getting out there and training, or staying at home doing whatever you can to keep yourself fit and conditioned? Are you finding it easy, or are you finding it already difficult?
Oh, look, I think for us, we played on the Sunday, so obviously we were the last game. So yesterday was the first time that we had to train. But yeah, look, I think it was difficult, but you know, you always have that motivation of you know, hopefully in 8 to 10 weeks we'll be back playing footy. So that's really important that we do keep that fitness and you know, ball skills stuff up and everything like that. It was interesting for me yesterday, handballing the ball against the wall and kicking against the wall down at my local parking queue. So that was difficult, but yeah, look, I think that every single AFL player will be motivated to be able to get back and put on a show for the fans, whether that's with crowds, without crowds. We just want to get back playing footy, and I'm sure everyone will be motivated to you know, get back playing.
I'm going to have to ask the tough one. Maybe with footy not being played for the next however many months, but the performance against the Eagles, give me your... I know you take your footy seriously, as everyone does, but you're a bit of a student of it. Give us your assessment of it for the Melbourne supporters who are a bit frustrated.
Oh, yeah, look, I think for us, it was pretty frustrating. You know, I guess looking back and you know, feeling like that you've had a little bit of control in the game against probably one of the best teams in the competition, especially from where we've come last year. I think on one side of the story, it's pretty pleasing. I think we had 10 more inside 50s than Eagles, and that shows that, you know, obviously we've got control of the ball, we're locking it out half, and obviously then the flip side of that is understanding that we weren't able to connect and, you know, kick the ball inside 50 to our forwards' advantage and things like that. So I look at it as, you know, a positive in that point of view, but definitely a thing to work on over the next 10 weeks, whether that's with, you know, the one person that we're allowed to train with or just by yourself, making sure that that connection inside 50, you can see how vital that that inside 50 connection at the end of the play is. And on the weekend, we weren't good enough at it. And that's pretty frustrating, especially, you know, people that, you know, like myself who sit in the back line and, you know, sometimes it's myself or, you know, some of our high backs kicking the ball in. It's just something that we have to put a premium on because you can see that it can really cost games. But, you know, to Eagles' credit, you know, McGovern, Barras, Shannon Hearn, these guys were just able to pick us off. And, yeah, I don't think we really kicked the ball into our forwards like we should.
Yes, indeed, and I agree with all of that. And we'll have to wait, make sure these next couple of months we get it right. Whispers?
Jakey, now I don't know if you heard in the intro just about this toilet roll thing that we're talking about, and it's not a frivolous thing. You can reuse the toilet roll. You don't destroy a toilet roll if you take it for a kick. I've done this thing myself. I've had Brando.
Plastic, Wisp.
I've had Brando. You can wrap it in plastic. You can, a bit of Glad Wrap or whatever you like.
You don't want to waste it, that's all.
We're not going to waste it, and there's plenty of toilet rolls out there anyway. There is plenty of toilet paper. Jake, how far do you reckon you could hoist a toilet roll?
Yeah, well, I did hear Gary in the intro say that I'm not the longest kick in the AFL, and he has got that absolutely right, for sure. I reckon I wouldn't be able to kick over 40 metres on my best day. So, yeah, toilet roll, I'd be pushing, you know, the required distance to take a mark, I reckon, 15 metres. That's all I'd be able to, kick it, I reckon.
Okay, can you get yourself out there and just let us know? Our producer will recontact you and just tell us how far you're able to hoist a toilet roll, because you, being the first one, will be our clubhouse leader.
All right, perfect. Well, I'll be first for 1 week. That's great. I'll do it tomorrow once I'm training. So I'm having a kick with big Sammy Wiedemann tomorrow, so I'll make sure that we'll have a kick-to-kick early on with the toilet roll.
Perfect.
Better than kicking with Charlie Spargo, because you'd be too close together. I'm not sure you can get the 20-metre distance.
No, that's fair enough. I'm sure Charlie knows that too.
That's a bit cruel on my behalf. Hey, Jake, thanks for joining us, mate. We appreciate it.
No, thank you very much, boys.
On you, Jake.
Jake Lever. And I'm watching the messaging come through, and 85% of it are smacking the players, which is basically... I understand why, because, you know, that they're hurting, people are hurting out there and they think that these guys are different. But there are others that have said that he's speaking very well and from the heart, which is some nice positive feedback.
And you talk about that bubble. You know, like you and I, we live in a bubble, or we live a different world compared to others. A teacher lives a different world compared to ours. A plumber. Like, everybody has their own reality. That reality is a result of the function of what they do and how they live their lives, where they live their lives, their, all that type of thing, right? So I know people are going to smash the players, but their reality is their reality, okay? Now, they may need to get some perspective, some of them. They do live in a bubble, and they do need to understand what's going on out there in the world. But for them... this is real to them, what they're experiencing, okay? So I understand why people want to smash the AFL players and other people, but I just reckon we just all need to just have a little bit more understanding and a little bit more compassion for each other.
Let's not turn on each other right now,
folks. Exactly.
We're all hurting, there's no doubt. And we want them to get through this, the players, Wisp, because without them, if there's some impasse that comes to bear and they can't come to terms or to come to grips, both the AFL and the players, well, then where are we going to be?
Exactly. Exactly. Couldn't agree with you more.
No one to go and watch. All right.
Couldn't agree with them more. We'll come out of this at some stage.
1-300-736-736. We'll take your calls on this issue or anything. 1-300-736-736.